Oh, Salsa, I have news.
Cool.
But I'll wait for the thing.
Wait, okay.
You mean the thing that's already started? Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex.
I was going to talk.
It's the Apropos that's of Nothing podcast.
Fuck it. Doesn't matter.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
I mean, they don't let me talk before the podcast. Anyway. I'm Jenna.
I was going to say, how is this different?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, James, I once heard that we never let Jenna talk.
I think you've told me that before, Salsa.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God. Goddamn asshole. Oh, no, no. Yours was a sigh of satisfied happiness at a well-done joke. Mine was a sigh at me having to live my reality.
Yeah.
So check your privilege, James.
Check it at the front door. That's not privilege. Well,
it's kind of like second day Old Spice. Yeah.
Do you get that at a discount at the bakery? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I already started drinking. Do you want to know what I'm drinking?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm going to weigh that seg so hard. I am drinking Du Nord Apple.
Ooh.
With just a splash of Fireball, because I like a little bit more cinnamon than they put in it.
And I've
heated it up.
Ooh.
There are no mixers.
You have cranked this up to 11.
Water. It is 30% alcohol in a mug. And that's what I'm doing. The apple by Du Nord, by the way. I'm going to take just a moment to spiel about this. It is their apple pie moonshine.
Oh.
It is primarily corn mash. It is from like apples and corn in southern Minnesota in a very specific area, actually. Mm-hmm. And 30% alcohol. So that's real good. But they very specifically went out to try to recreate apple pie. Like everybody's got their own apple pie recipe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they went to create their own version of apple pie, and it's apple pie moonshine, because this specific area, I think it started with an S, I don't remember, in Minnesota, was like the northern moonshine capital for quite a while in the early 1900s, right?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, not anymore. Now it's all like fucking beet sugar or whatever it is that they grow down there. But, yeah. It's they're like, well, we'll make our apple pie a moonshine apple pie with these apples from this place that used to specialize in moonshine, tie it all up in a bow. It is lovely. It is lovely cold. It is lovely heated up. I recommend both, all of the above.
It's warm.
Not at the same time. Or only, like, if you could have a vessel of each. Like, you could have one cold over here and one warm over here, and you could just alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny 40 hands, but hot and cold.
But the other thing is that this is produced by Du Nord, which is one of my favorite local distilleries. I think we talked about them last week. But they also make a vodka in Minnesota, which is not Russia. So I recommend getting your vodka from basically anywhere other than Russia. But Du Nord is a great place for that.
Truth.
Tiny plug.
Yeah.
Truth.
The little.
Yeah.
Du Nord little.
Edward 40 hands. I don't know where Johnny put it.
Apparently they also have gin. I wouldn't know, but, if that's your
it's
thing
It's a very
too.
Good one.
I don't know what the fuck this is, and maybe the two of you do know.
Okay.
But I've mixed Coke from a can with cinnamon whiskey.
I believe they call that a Coke and whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. Or a whiskey and Coke. Yep. I get that the cinnamon's cool, yeah, but
a whiskey cola.
A whiskey Coke.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a whiskey Coke with pinkies
that's
up.
That's a Lemmy, right? Lemmy from Motorhead?
What?
When Lemmy from Motorhead died, folks thought that it might be a fitting tribute to name his favorite drink after him, which was a whiskey Coke.
So a grasshopper sure. goes into a bar. Mm-hmm. And the bartender says, "Hey, grasshopper, you know we have a drink named after you?" And the grasshopper says, "Oh, you have a drink named Steve?" I love that joke.
Is there a rim shot on that soundbox?
There's maybe a sad trombone.
A toilet flush?
I think sad.
Ah, hey.
That sounded like farting and not like the worm.
It super did.
It really did. You got it too close. You've got it too close.
No, that one was the fart.
Oh, that one was the fart? Okay.
Excellent.
You've got a drink named Steve?
There we go. Beautiful. Perfectly executed. The wacky morning DJ systemocracy's a joke.
I miss that little soundbox so much.
Wow, that one was... That had... loft to it. Wow.
I'm drinking a new Glarus.
Hey. Opa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife a little while ago had a girls' weekend with her friends, and they were across the border, so she brought me home some new Glarus.
Nice.
Because my wife is a much better person than I am.
This is true.
Yeah.
We all knew that.
I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Salsa, what you been up to?
What have I been up to? This was the final weekend of my daughter's hockey season. So
I know,
she's done.
I did the same thing in my head. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
It went well. I mean, the last couple practices were just kind of playtime.
Sure.
You know, it's just the end of the season. They don't have any more games. Let's just fuck around. So they had they played hockey on their last day, which is soccer in skates. And so they got a couple beach balls and they played a soccer game in skates on the ice with inflatable beach balls. You can guess how well this went.
That sounds delightful.
I see problems already, yeah.
One of the coaches made a mistake of getting one of the beach balls that has the, confetti inside of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, and they have ice skates on?
Yep.
Oh, friend.
You already know what's going to happen. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, this, and it did. It did. It was just like, and when that little plastic paper gets on the ice, it just adheres, and then you just kind of can't get it off, and there's...
Oh my god! Fuck.
Oh,
oh
god
my
damn
god!
It. Oh, wait, I was gonna go...
Are we going to share this new technology with the audience?
So where were we?
You were at the top of the hill with the adults.
Okay.
Yes, you were at the top of the hill with the adults.
Yeah, so we were just hanging out at the top, and we were giving the kids crap every time, because they would get to the bottom of the hill, and then they would trudge all the way back up to the top, and we'd be like, dude, where's our coffee? And they'd be like, what? And we'd be like, we told you to go get us coffee while you were down there.
Damn it.
My son, every time he got to the top of the hill, people were asking him where the coffee was, and he was just like, no, I'm not doing that.
Where's my money, bitch?
Oh, no, that one of my friends was just like, look, you know, I'm trying to be nice here, but I don't think you're getting a tip if this is the attitude that you're going to have.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
No, it was good. It was a good time. Just kind of hanging out with friends and in the outdoors and the kids running around and being kids together in a unit en masse. Yeah. With other kids.
It is lovely when the kids can just go kid for a bit. Like,
especially now because they have in so many ways have forgotten how to kid. They're just like their tempers with each other are very short, you know, and things like that. Cause they don't remember how to play together.
Right.
You know, we had a friend over, a couple weeks ago, for like a sleepover and like she's an only child, and so when she would be just like she would finish playing, she was like, I'm done with this now, so I'm just gonna walk away and do what I wanted, what something else now.
Oh,
because for the last 2 years or whatever, that's what she does when she's done, when she's bored with something, she just walks away from it because she can.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, who's no gonna stop her?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so she was over, and like all three of the kids were playing like Mario Party, and like halfway through a game she was just like, and I'm done, I'm moving on and doing something else now, and just put her controller down and walked away.
Wow.
And like my daughter took it okay. She was just like, oh well, I guess I'll, you know, go other but my son was like, what the fuck, you know, like suddenly he can't play the game because the other people everyone that were playing with him are suddenly not playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like they were at like a midpoint or something, like they were in mid fucking game, you know.
Oh,
and so suddenly he's just like, no. And so suddenly he's losing and dying and falling off cliffs and stuff like that because there's nobody helping him, and that's making him really upset, you know.
Yeah,
literal abandonment issues.
Oh, right. And so we had a conversation with her about, you know, you can't just do that, like, you know, you have to think about other people when but it was just like, you know, those social things that we all just take for granted. Mm-hmm. They have forgotten so many of those things, you know, because like a quarter of their life has been taken over by this other thing. So, and then having like seven or eight or however many of them were all running around and playing together, you know, just like the dynamics in there. There was a couple moments where people were just like, nobody's listening to me. Everybody's ignoring me. Nobody wants to be my friend. You know, meltdowns happening, and it was just like we had to kind of deal with those as they cropped up. But yeah, it's tough. It's hard. Yeah. It's really goddamn hard on some of them. So, but you know, otherwise, no. It was a thoroughly enjoyable way to spend a weekend, I will admit. And then my wife and I went on a date, and we had food at an Italian restaurant, and it was amazing.
Where'd you go?
We went to a place called Luna di Luna, which is on Lindale Avenue in Bloomington. And it is...
I was about to say Moon of Moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's a tiny little place. Not very big at all. But it's clearly run by people who moved here from Italy, who just wanted to open a little mom-and-pop restaurant. Cause you know, the people walking around, you know, like the guy walking around with, you know, the white t-shirt, you know, and like the slicked back curly black hair, you know, and the thick Italian accent. It was just like, holy shit, you're a walking stereotype, aren't you? but no, they're just super, super pleasant people. The food was fantastic. Their menu, it was super simple. They are one of these restaurants that is not like, they're like the opposite of Applebee's, where you have 27 billion choices, and that's just the appetizers. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you sit down, and they give you bread and olive oil, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, like, when you go to Buca di Beppo or something like that, like, they give you bread and olive oil, and they give you that little tiny tea saucer, and they put, yep. like, you know, a couple, you know, like a tablespoon of olive oil there. Like, this place was like, no, here's a fucking, like, plate, and here's a pint of fucking olive oil. Like, they didn't hold back. They were just like, here's some fucking olive oil. And this olive oil had, like, all these herbs in it, and it was really amazing. But the bread, oh, the bread was, I can't even begin to describe this bread, but I'm going to try anyway. It had this, like, beautifully crunchy crust, but not like shrapnel crunchy, but just like crisp crunch, and just slick with like, they had clearly brushed it with olive oil, you know, when before going into the oven, so it had this, like, this sheen on it, and then it had been sprinkled with, like, rock salt and cracked pepper on top, so it had this bite, and then there was like some sort of herb, something, like I said, in the olive oil, that was just fantastic, and the bread itself was just warm and soft and gooey and just so fucking good. I could have eaten nothing but the bread and been happy. But they bring you the bread, and then they bring you the salad, and they're like, what do you want for your entree? You know? It's just, that's what you get. You get a bread, you get a salad, you get an entree. They had 8 entrees. Like, their menu was one page. It was, here's our 8 entrees, and then there's, like, 2 pages of wine, and that's the menu.
That was, I looked up the menu as you were talking, and I was like, huh, they only have 8 entrees here.
Yeah, it's like I said, everybody gets bread. Everybody gets a salad. You pick your entree. You pick your wine. That's it. That's what you get.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to overwhelm you with choice. We're going to do a few things really well. And we're only giving you that many choices because the pasta is probably handmade in the back. You know, I got the bourguignon on gnocchi. It was really, and then Raider Lee got the tortellini with shrimp, chicken, and prosciutto in an Alfredo, in an Alfredo sauce. God, yeah. It was just yeah. And then she got a Riesling, and I got a Syrah, and the wine was really good. And then, like, we had for, you know, it was like, do you want dessert? And I was like, yes. And it was like, okay. Do you want a cheesecake or not? Like, that's it. Like, they do not menu. Overwhelm you with option. If you want 57 fair. Options, don't go to this place. If you want a couple choices and just eat really good food, yes. Mm-hmm. Highly, highly recommended.
Excellent.
So.
Joe and I went out to eat.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, okay, so here's what we did. I said to my love, he was like, so what do you want to do this weekend? We don't really have any specific plans. And I said, do you know what I want more than anything right now? Is to sit around a fire in a backyard. He's like, I don't have a backyard.
Right.
I was like, no. But I hear tell that there are restaurants with patios that have fires that they will build for people on the patio is a way of, like, encouraging people to, like, get out and, like, be outside where it's actually quite a bit safer. Right. And so my love looked up various places where they might have a fire on their back patio. And one of those places was Lago Tacos.
Okay.
Right off of Lindale.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we ended up, he was like, we should head up towards the uptown area and walk around a bit because it's a gorgeous day and whatever. So we ended up eating at Morrissey's and then going to Lago Tacos and drinking. That was kind of how the evening went. But we also, like, invited a few of his friends that he hadn't seen for quite a while to be like, hey, we're going to hang out outside around a fire. You should come with. And yeah, one friend was able to make it, but we got to spend time with that person while we were outside around a fire where it was nice. Wood smoke got into all of my clothing. They made me hot toddies. They were out of s'mores kits, and I was a little bummed about that, but like only mildly because I still had a wood fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Get there early.
And we sat around there, and here's the thing that surprised me. There was nobody else out there.
Huh.
Like, there were a couple of people that came back out to have a cigarette. But there was nobody else that was like, yeah, I want to be outside around this fire. Like, we ended up hanging out with a couple of smokers that came out for a little bit while they smoked their cigarette and then left. But, so yeah, we sat around this fire. There was nobody else out there. But like the smokers would come out and we made friends with a couple of people that came out. There was a guy named Jeff.
Okay.
He was a little quiet, but he was nice enough.
Huh.
Tisha came out and we talked to her for quite a while before she was like, oh, I should get back into my husband. It's our anniversary. And I was like, what? Okay. Like, she showed us pictures of grandchildren and all of that. It was delightful. She was also very adamant that God is good. Which I was able to respond, yes, I agree. God is good. And, like, the other two are just sitting there with their drinks, like, Thumbs up, lady. Whatever you say. Like, because you don't want to lie, but you don't want to be, like, an asshole either. So, yeah. You're just like,
That Joe probably has an elaborately built defense mechanism around that from growing up where he grows up.
I think he's just really good at being like, I'm going to shut my mouth on this one. Don't push him. He'll push you back. But, you know, if he shuts his mouth, just, you know, whatever. It's fine. But her grandchildren were lovely. And then, like, towards the very end of the evening, like, there was this guy that came out with a blanket around his shoulders. Oh. And he was like, do you like my blanket? And I was like, yeah, that's a cool blanket. I love putting together jigsaw puzzles because it had, like, a jigsaw puzzle pattern on it.
Oh,
it was one of the fleece knotted ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't sewn at all. It was just knotted, two pieces of fleece knotted together to make a blanket.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's like, hey, can I join you guys for a bit? I was like, can I bum a cigarette? And here's the thing, like, the smoking itself isn't supposed to happen on the back patio. It's supposed to happen just on the other side of the fence. But since we were the only ones back there, the wait staff was like, whatever, it doesn't matter, put your cigarettes in the fire pit, we don't care, right? So this guy was like, and like anybody else that came out was also a smoker. So then this guy comes out, he's like, hey, can I bum a cigarette? And so he gets one from Joe because mine are pricier. And our friend had just left. And then this guy comes over to chat with us.
Yeah.
And you know, we start talking, we start bullshitting. Turns out he's the manager.
Oh, dang.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm just here to hang out with people tonight. Like, I'm just chilling. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, you have a good time? I was like, yeah, our waitress was fantastic. And like, she was kind of a cutie. I was like, you're way too young. I can respect that you are adorable from up here on my age bracket, but you were way too young. You're like 25 or something. No, she's 21.
Oh, no.
That's not good when you're my daughter's age. And I'm just like, oh, you're kind of cute. Instant turn off. But yeah, I was like, yeah, no. So I started talking up our server. And he's like, yeah, she's fantastic. Like, all this other stuff. And then she comes out, like, at the end of her shift. Like, she's like, hey, we're going to be closing down. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. We're just hanging with the manager, I guess. Like, it was, we were the last people there.
And then she's like, that's not funny. The manager died 15 years ago today.
Oh, was he wearing a blanket when he died? I need to know.
It was the blanket that killed him.
Amazing.
No, but like, yeah, so they're chatting. And I think they might be dating.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. Unsure, unconfirmed, but yeah. The way they were talking was like, all right.
There's
whatever works, man.
You know, I imagine there's probably a lot of sex in restaurant industries.
I worked as a barista once for an independent booth shop. And the other person that worked the morning shift was also the manager, and he left as soon as I got there. So that's the closest restaurant experience I have.
I mean,
there was no sex. There were no people.
Just want to say this, but people in virtually every industry have sex.
What?
Yeah. Surprise.
Oh. Well, all right then.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, but we had a lovely time there. And I do recommend, if you are looking for some outdoors hanging out time, man, they will build you a fire in a pit. You can hang out outside. They do also have heaters, but we didn't even need them turned on last Saturday.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been
like,
real
it was
nice.
So goddamn nice.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your outdoors hangout time there, because holy fuck, was that a wonderful experience.
Nice.
And now that Minneapolis is under 5% COVID positivity, which is like the lowest we've been since last July, that's pretty fucking awesome. I mean, don't be an asshole. If you don't feel well, stay home.
Right. Yeah.
Test regularly. Yep. Wear masks in crowded situations. Mm-hmm. But like,
don't,
you know,
lick strangers.
Yeah. Maybe it's okay to go out to a restaurant right now, being careful and cautious.
Strangers. Okay.
James only licks strangers, actually. So
yeah, don't.
That look.
Well, I think we know what James has been up to.
Well, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, first things first, the most important thing about my drink tonight is not what I'm having, it's what I'm drinking it out of. I got my mug back. Poor, sweet wooden mug
that
has been badly damaged this year. It was the first fest mug that I ever purchased. And it is as old as my career at the fencing booth.
Damn.
And it has seen a lot of shit. It's seen a lot. It's the only mug with a 1,000-yard stare. This year I went to go fill it up at the water spigot, or like the tanks back of the booth,
yeah.
And it just started leaking, and I realized that there was a huge fucking crack in one side. No idea how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But really sad for me because of the history that I have with this mug. And so I just used my leather mug for the rest of the season, and then sent it in to get repaired, and I got it back yesterday.
Ooh.
And it really didn't take them that long. It took them a couple of days to fix it and ship it back, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy to have it back. It means a lot to me. I've had a couple of mugs full of water out of it, and a mug full of booze, just to, you know, get it back in shape for the season.
Mm.
So there's that.
Get that good patina in there.
The rime.
Yeah.
Like cast iron, you got to get the seasoning in there. Mm-hmm.
Don't put it in the oven.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Shh, no.
Not unless you want everything to have a real smoky aftertaste.
I would never.
I mean, if you're drinking nothing but scotch out of it, then that's not a terrible thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Huh. So there was that.
Bourbon.
I arranged a whole situation for someone. Someone was moving, had to move this weekend, and was having difficulty finding a lot of people who would be free to help. And as I sometimes will, I just said, "Hey, I'm going to talk to a friend. That friend is Josh. I'm going to talk to Josh and see what he can reserve for us." And he called around and helped us to get a truck for her. I was pretty surprised because usually moving is an all day endeavor. But I picked up the truck at, I want to say, like 11:10. Whole fucking thing was loaded by 12:15.
Jesus.
Was
everything like perfectly packed and labeled and just ready to be hauled out?
Everything was already packed. One.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Two, she had not expected that many people were going to be there. She had thought maybe like me and one other person. So I actually brought help with me. The person, I was going on a date with somebody later that evening, and I talked to them and said, like, I'm a little stressed out about the timing because I don't know how long this is going to take. They said, I used to move people for a living, so if you want help. And I said, I would. Yes, please. And also, I'm excited to spend more time with you.
right.
Yeah, this is fantastic. So I took care of getting us lunch. And just, you know, did my best to get the truck there in a timely manner. Everybody who had showed up earlier than the truck, like before the start of the moving event, they just started bringing stuff out to the driveway.
Okay.
Everything was sort of, well, not everything, but a good amount of it was pre-staged, and everything else was already in the main foyer of the house.
Oh my God.
And so it was just, you know, a constant stream of ants. And, so I Tetrised everything going in and packed up the truck, drove it over to the new place. Untetrised everything. Handed everything down. And again, many lovely friends showed up to assist. And then we were all done with the whole thing by... And including returning the truck across the cities at like 3:30 or 4.
You fucking shitting me?
No, not at all. Well, and there were so many.
The only time I've had a move go that quickly was when I hired professionals and already had everything prepackaged.
Yeah, that's been my experience too. But I think we just had the right mixture of people. We had the right amount of stuff. And
oh my God.
People had the right planning. That they like pre-staging the stuff up at the driveway was exceptionally smart.
I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. Collecting the fragile stuff in tough boxes and things like that. All very good. Yeah. Good things all around. And then, after that, we went on our date, which was great.
Nice.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I had 5/8 club for the first time ever, which,
oh, really?
I don't know why I've...
Did you have what they call the original Juicy Lucy? Because it is incorrect. It is absolutely Matt's.
I had the...
No, they've got Lucy. The good Juicy Lucy.
Oh, shit.
I really honestly don't actually have a horse in this game.
No, maybe do I just wanted to antagonize you a little bit.
What am I going to do? Eat a Juicy Lucy? Like, no, it's all forbidden to me now. Whatever. Yeah, fuck it.
Well, that's fair.
Well, I go for this. Yeah, the peanut butter and jelly one is also really fucking good. No, I usually do the Saucy Sally. The Saucy Sally has like Thousand Island in it.
Oh, so, so another thing that Jenna can't have.
Yep.
Welcome to my life. I will say, after figuring out the gluten thing, my ordering life has become much simpler.
Oh, sure.
Because I go out to a restaurant and I can have exactly two things at any given restaurant. One of them is a salad.
Ice cubes.
Do I want the salad or do I want the not salad? I'll take the hope.
I have dated a few people who are gluten-free, and I'd be happy to recommend.
My issue is the combination of gluten-free, dairy-free, coconut.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places that do dairy-free substitute coconut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it used to be I could just go have a burger without cheese, and I'd be fine. But now there's buns involved.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the offer, but I don't want it.
Oh, fair enough.
I am not going to accommodate this issue any more than I absolutely have to.
That's very good.
And that includes research. Like, I'm just going to go to places, and if they can't serve me, I'm going to flip them off as I walk out the door. That's basically where I'm at with all this bullshit.
One of their gluten-free options is cigarettes and wine, and you're like, okay.
I will have the cigarettes and wine, please.
Oh, no, sorry. The cigarettes have coconut in them.
Mmm.
Swear to fucking God.
And wine is made of cheese.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Just 1,000% dairy.
God damn it.
No.
Walking out, flipping them off, that's fine.
Yep.
I've just decided this is where I bat in life. I'm not...
The burger that I ordered, the Pepper Jack Lucy, was good. It's a great burger. It tastes good. I enjoyed it. It was greasy, which was what I needed. But the thing that really fucking sold me on this place are the sides. Their fried goods are
pretty damn good.
Pretty fucking great. Yeah, they sell a whole burger inside a wonton wrapper, almost like a spring roll, or like a
that sounds delightful.
Little crispy guy. Yeah. Holy fuck.
I might even try that gluten or not. Like fuck. I forgot to say at Lago Tacos.
Yes.
We did get a couple orders of deep fried avocado. Now I know this is a thing James can't have.
Yeah.
But salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not had deep fried avocado.
And I haven't.
You need to get you to Lago Tacos and have their deep fried avocado. It is heaven.
Do they serve it with anything? Like a sauce anything? Or?
They do have a sauce. It looked kind of creamy, so I just steered clear of it.
Sure.
But... I didn't need the sauce. What I got was a bite of deep fried avocado, it was incredible.
That does sound amazing.
It was like my mouth is watering.
The outside was crunchy, and then you bit into the avocado, but you didn't really bite into the avocado. You just allowed the avocado to melt in your mouth inside of the crispy bits that you had just bitten off. It was so good. Oh my God, it was glorious.
Yeah, no, I'm having some of that.
Yeah.
That does sound fucking amazing.
I'm so sad that you can't have that.
Me too.
This must be what it feels like to be you when foods I can't have happen all the fucking time. I think I said that right. Yeah.
Kind of functionally, yeah. I'm always sad that you can't.
I'm really sad that you will never be able to experience the glory that is deep fried avocado, because it is...
Who knows? Maybe it'll happen accidentally.
No, the thing is much like you eating cheese, he can try it. It won't go well.
I think
he and
I have different reactions.
It won't go well. Like,
if I have dairy, that is a bloated, gassy, and possibly somewhat painful night. Not necessarily, though. It depends on the amount of dairy. If you have avocado, though,
doesn't that go worse? The skin reacts as if it's been burned.
Right.
And that happens the whole way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's like, I was pretty sure that your avocado experience was similar to my coconut experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It won't be a good day for him, but he can.
It's a fucking miserable day.
No coconut is worth it. I'm going to say for James, probably no avocado is worth it.
It's coconuts
are really dumb.
Although I will say that if I'm
really dumb. Coconuts are really dumb.
I will say that if I am...
That is my favorite drag song.
Elbow deep into a burrito and I discover that it's got guacamole on it, I'm just going to...
I was elbow deep into a burrito and there was coconut in it, number one, I'd be confused. Number two, I would stop because I do not like my reaction to coconut. Like, I would know that it's already going to happen, but I don't want to add to it. Like, the moment that I found out there's coconut in something, I will literally spit out anything that I have in my mouth. I have induced vomiting, depending on how much coconut.
Yeah.
It's not an every time thing. Like, if it's just like I find out there's like a little bit of coconut in something, I'm like, well, that's going to suck. But yeah, it is so unpleasant an experience for me that I'm just like, nope, get it out. Do not add more. Get it out.
If I am elbow deep in a burrito, I am eating the burrito incorrectly.
I mean,
That depends on the burrito, buddy. Go big or go home, asshole.
Eating burrito.
How are we doing? So do we want to take a break or? Oh no, you're still okay.
And then on Sunday, I was introduced to a brand new video game called Ib and Ob. Did I? You talked
about this already.
Okay,
you talked about it last week, and I was like, I already told you about Ib and Ob. You were like, it's so cute. There's like a gumdrop and then a taller gumdrop. And yes, I told you about this. Ah! Anyway.
Okay.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
I was like, this game is so cute. I think James would love it and recommended it to you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're playing the game, James.
There was that. There was DuckTales. Have either of you heard of it?
Never heard of it.
No. It's brand new to me this week.
No,
I played it this last Sunday and the Sunday before. So I'm
James.
Really excited about it. I'm sorry.
Why do I? Why do I associate with you?
So
the database administrator put us on the same table.
Okay, there's that. No, it's because, Salsa, you and I are lacking in something that they call heart, right? And James is like three hearts. So he brings the heart to the show. Why you associate with him outside of this show is beyond me. But as far as Apropos of Nothing is concerned...
Oh, no. That wasn't the thing that I wanted to talk about. It was that I listened to the Judge John Hodgman podcast... And Salsa, Judge John Hodgman says you're wrong.
James, I think you killed him. I am both aggravated and appreciate you at the same time.
I've seen him swallow swords and fire and glass.
Staples to the back.
This is the one that did it. That's what finally did it.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Fuck.
No, I got it mixed up in my head. That wasn't it was the other thing and not that thing. Yeah.
I am both frustrated with you and adore you all at the same time. Think it's equal parts. So we're gonna call it a wash. But
I've been drinking.
James, it's a ramp.
James, I appreciate your big heart and the fact that you put up with us as much as we put up with you.
Oh, I don't feel like that's an equal amount.
No, it's not. It is absolutely not. The pain
You're
and
welcome.
Suffering that I am experiencing at this moment in time, nothing can equal that. Are we ready for a break yet?
I treasure you, my friend.
Well, some of us are.
Are you ready for a break, Salsa? I feel like if you're ready, maybe we should just do this thing.
maybe we should take a break.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I don't... There's a whole psychological study that could be had surrounding this particular case, but I have not done it, so...
An entire psychological study about Mike Hunt? And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Feminism. And I'm Jenna.
Beautiful.
I don't know how much we're going to include the audience in that one, but
not much. Nope.
Excellent.
I'm going to leave it a mystery.
Yep.
Psychological.
We're not
going to
leave a mystery.
Hunt.
Is Ive.
Fast Five.
All right. Today's Fast Five comes to us from somebody named Jim Fairburn.
What?
Is there a Jim Fairburn?
No, there's no Jim Fairburn here.
Jim? No. Oh, James. This penmanship is terrible. James. James Fartburn.
I mean,
no,
that's
it's from
accurate.
Ibn Ob. Yeah. It's a brand new.
I heard of that. Thanks for telling me about that.
Did you send in a Fast Five, James?
No.
No, this is.
I was about to be really mad at you.
No, I'm just.
But now I'm just disappointed.
Excuse me, Pot Kettle Black.
I wrote a goddamn Fast Five, motherfucker. What you gonna do about it?
No, in all seriousness, Jenna's got the Fast Five today.
Yay! Woo! I was about to say, I obviously need more booze. So,
No, I'm sorry. I was just being a jerk.
What?
I know, right?
I'm very shocked. Question number one. You can play this game, fuckface. Oh, we've devolved into chaos. Question number one, green or blue?
Ooh. Blue.
Hmm.
The context is what?
No, actually green.
Eyes?
Oh, that's mean.
You have eyes? I've never looked that high.
I know. Well, that's because my breasts are down here. So.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Be yeah. Fantastic. I got a great butt too. That's an ass baby. Got him. Spoiler: it's not actually about what color my eyes.
I am dating more people with blue eyes than green.
That seems statistically sound.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what the breakdown of my ex's eye color is.
Fair.
Yeah, that's, I think, doubly fair.
Yeah.
I have no idea what my current wife's eyes
bluish.
Are.
They're bluish. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a blue-gray. It's actually one of the earlier ways I was able to slightly tell the difference between Rachel and Raiderly is because my wife's eyes are more gray.
Hmm.
Yep.
I'm going green.
Okay. So James said blue, Salsa said green. Mm-hmm. I hate this question. Who the fuck came up with this bullshit? I think I'm gonna go blue. Question number two. stone or sun?
I think I'd rather be stoned than sunned.
Than sun drunk?
No,
just
sunned.
I think I would rather be stoned to death than left out to die of thirst.
I would rather go exploring caves than lay out in the sun on a beach.
Also true.
For
a little bit of
a wanna soak up the sun. Wanna tell everyone. Okay, I think I have to go with stone for this one.
Okay.
Question number three. Sugar or spice?
Spice.
Damn. I'm going to go sugar.
I would much rather have something that was spicy or savory than something that was sweet.
All right. Any made-up context for you, Salsa?
I prefer the Spice Girls over the Sugar Girls.
All right. What about the Powerpuff Girls?
And that wasn't an option.
Mm.
Well, they're made out of sugar and spice.
And spice.
And everything.
And Chemical X. Chemical question. X. Question number four. Deer or bear?
Deer or bear?
I would rather be hugged by my deer than a bear. I would like to try bear meat. I've had deer meat. Venison is delicious. Mm-hmm. But I would like to try bear meat.
Bear meat's... from what I've been told, bear is to beef as duck is to chicken.
Mm-hmm. And I would like
to try
it.
A little gamier, a lot greasier.
And I would like to try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I would try it. I think I would rather ride into battle on the back of a bear.
Yes.
Just like bear cavalry.
I have such a beautiful image of you doing that right now in my brain. Yeah. You're wearing like Scottish garb as you do it too.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly. Full. He's got woad on. Yeah. Like he's gone full picked in this. Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. I am gonna say deer. Question number 5. Slush or mud?
I feel like mud is more useful. Like, you can make mud pots, you can use mud to make designs. If it's clay, then you can make pottery with it, like, depending on the mud. Whereas slush is... If it's clean, you can make slushies, but otherwise it's just kind of useless and messy. Like, they're both messy, but with... You can get... There's mud wrestling. There's no slush wrestling. That's not a thing.
Malta, you know what we must do.
Slush wrestling. You and me. We're in.
Yep. Yep.
All right. This is
all
happening
right,
now.
Well.
All right.
Okay. So
I have no idea where or when or how, but.
Oh, I have ideas.
That's never the important
thing. Nobody
part.
Would show up for it. That's also the important thing there.
That's why we got to sell calendars.
But I am going to stream it to our page. And we will get views. Not because anybody wants to see it.
No.
But because they can't turn away.
Yeah. Some things you watch because you want them. Some things you watch because you want to inflict them on others.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's cold. It's messy. It's autoerotic. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I would say... I am a lot better at driving my car out of like slushy, shitty snow banks than I am at driving it out of like mud.
Sure.
So I would say slush.
Okay. I am going to say slush. So that was our Fast Five.
Woo!
You ready for some context?
Nope.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, then never mind.
I've been outvoted. Damn it.
I didn't vote. You saying that James's vote carries more weight than yours.
He's still been outvoted.
All right. Question number 1. Green or blue? A very unfair question to Salsa, but...
What a surprise!
Not actually intended to be, because I honestly want to know what people at large think of this one. You think of the color teal. You think it is more green or more blue?
Blue.
I think of it as
blue. I would have expected Salsa to go more blue on it, honestly. Because
there was actually... There was an argument in my household about this shit, including having to look up the Pantone colors for this.
Yes.
Yeah, we arrived at it being aquamarine is the correct
pretty
color.
Pretty close,
for the can. Yeah. But ooh, that was bitter. Yeah.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. I believe it. Did you come to a decision on which teal is, though, if teal is more green or more blue?
I believe the teal is more green than blue.
Okay, because I'm leaning slightly more blue than green.
Oh, I get that.
A very tiny amount, but yeah, okay. I honestly, like, I think it's so close to the midline that it's just a tricky one for people overall.
Yeah.
Really?
It comes down to the individual teal.
It really does. Like, darker teals almost feel more blue to me, and lighter teal, more green to me, and lighter teals almost feel more blue.
For me, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, what is the name of that stone that's got veins of different colors running through it?
Turquoise?
Turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
I think turquoise shapes my impression. Turquoise, I would say, is more blue, but it's kind of a teal color.
It is kind of a teal color, yeah.
Bordering on blue, but on the blue side of teal.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair. I definitely do associate turquoise as much more of a blue, but I also associate it as more of an aquamarine than I do a teal. So. Right. So anyway, now that Salsa's taking a nap, question number two. Stone or sun? Do you prefer your jeans stonewashed or bleached?
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. The answer is no, I don't.
If I had to choose, and
if you had
game,
to choose one, and that is the
stonewashed.
Game. Same, actually. I'm not. I don't know how bleached jeans actually became a thing.
The '80s.
I know. Although my daughter had some bleached jeans for a while, and that was just weird in my brain. I'm like, what? I thought we outgrew this as a species, but whatever. There they were.
I've never understood the human need to take good pants and destroy them before they even fucking buy them. Like, by the time they get to stonewashed level is when I discard them.
Stonewashed. It gets stonewashed because there's kind of a texture thing happening to it. So you can see bits and pieces of things like outlines and whatever better. But yeah. Like bleached, I think bleaching is actually harder on jeans than stonewashing is.
I think that's the case.
And if you're going to bleach them, then you should make them fun colors and not just leave them white.
Yeah, tie-dye or something.
Yeah.
I guess
some fun with it.
I'll go stonewashed under duress.
Under duress, okay.
Not happy about
question
it.
Number three. Sugar or spice? Do you prefer sweeter scents? God damn it. Let me try that again. Do you prefer sweeter scents or spicier scents?
Spicier.
Like citrus and spice.
Yeah. Spicier.
I really, really hate. I don't like aromas in general, like candles, like scented candles. I really don't like scented candles much at all.
Salsa, I hate to break it to you, but you and I are never going to be able to live together.
And that's okay. I'm completely okay with this. But anytime somebody's got a candle that's like, you know, rosemary or lavender, I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to die. Yeah, no, I can't. I need to leave the room if that's a thing.
Actually, I have.
Did we lose Jenna?
Yes. I thought I had lost you too.
Nope, I've been sitting here wondering. Yeah. Because I disappeared there for a minute. I don't know if you saw me disappear a minute ago.
We did, yeah.
All right.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, no. Jenna. Anyway, Jenna's wrong. That's what I'll say. Welcome on, Ant Defenders.
Oh. I did want to tell you. So in the most recent episode of Judge John Hodgman, at the end, he clears the docket. And I think it was an email that I submitted because it was my name. And I just don't have a clear memory of maybe writing it. So it must have been a long time ago. But it was James writes in. He likes to back into a parking space and. One of his associates tells him that this is wrong and stupid and a waste of time. That person is wrong. James, you are a cash goat, which is something from the episode itself. You are a cash goat. Good on you. Keep backing into parking spaces.
Okay. So I'm glad I am honestly, I'm relieved that we have finally established that John Hodgman is wrong.
Oh shit. Oh god. All right. Well, okay. So,
did we establish that Josh Hodgman is wrong? John Hodgman.
Apparently, all of his in all ways, he has lost all credibility. Apparently,
Judge John Hodgman.
But anyway, I'm sorry. You were saying
my parking style over salsas.
Did we lose her in?
Yes. For comedy's sake, it had to happen.
This is exciting.
Oh, we're back. Nope.
Yep. Nope. We're going to get one word at a time.
And Sega's going to quit.
There we go. Oh. And Jenna's back.
Yay.
Where were we?
Jesus. Oh, God. I'm so tired of recording online. Okay.
So it was sweet or spice, sugar or spice.
Candles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, candles.
Yeah. Candles.
So, yeah, no, it like I can do a candle if it's a fairly earthy smell, like. Like a leather or a.
Maybe a woodsy. Something like smell? That.
A like woodsy. A yeah, like a woodsy smell. I could definitely do campfire, bring it on, obviously.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But,
cigar smoke.
Yeah, but yeah, the like florals and stuff like that, they make me gag.
I like both, but they can't be cloying. They can't be extremely strong. So I can't do like the powerfully scented candles. It gets to me very quickly, much like salsa gets to me very quickly. I would say between the two, if I had to choose, I would go with something that has cloves or cinnamon or, you know,
right.
Smell to it.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
Outside of my mint.
Sure.
When done right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not when done right. Honestly.
There we go.
Right.
Oh God!
But we are. Anyway, so yeah. But
yay!
Overall, wait. At what point?
Oh no!
Did I cut out? Just let me know when you can see the birdie, assholes.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm it. Just gonna wait.
Yep. And she's gone.
Yep, in the middle of
I can hear you guys just fucking fine. I think this is a you problem, you goddamn motherfucking.
Yep, it's definitely both of us.
Dropped.
Oh man, the internet is spicy. God, it's got jokes today. Ooh. yep. All right. Welcome back.
Sorry, Jenna, you were saying?
I don't even remember anymore. What's great is that, here's the thing, is that I could still hear you guys. So
oh, no.
I kept going, and I kept ranting, and I have no idea how much of it Craig can hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good
so
question.
Have a fun time editing this bullshit, fucker.
Editing?
Oh
no, this is staying in it, in its entirety.
All right.
Behind the curtain.
So that was question three.
Yeah. Question number four, deer or bear?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you rather encounter in the woods?
A deer.
As a person who has encountered a bear in the woods, mm-hmm. I recommend going with deer.
Was it shitting?
It was scary as fuck all. Mm-hmm. I have never felt closer to God than in the moment in which I was trying to make sure I didn't get attacked by a goddamn bear. Yep. Don't do it, overall.
Yeah, on the scale of animals that I think I could take in a fight, if I had to, bear is not on that scale. It is well below that scale. It is,
yeah.
I was very lucky that it was a young adult black bear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was just curious.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you? And I was like, scared shitless. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you that story sometime. But yeah, no, deer.
I had a similar experience with a couple of juvenile boars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would rather hang out with a bear than a boar.
Yeah, I've been in a few bars with some juvenile boars.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wah, 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 wah.
I get this joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say deer. A deer is more likely to respect my place.
Yeah. Yep. Question number five. Slush or mud?
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds you more of spring?
Oh, slush.
Mud.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. When do you consider it spring? That might be
when
a
the snow's gone.
Well, there would be your answer then, wouldn't it?
That would explain it.
Because we live in Minnesota, and sometimes it can take up until the end of May for some of that snow to disappear.
Uh-huh.
So, nope, I'm calling spring way earlier than that.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm holding on to winter as long as I possibly can.
Just the middle finger.
For one
slowly
more
slowly moving across the screen.
Yep.
Careful,
it's going to disconnect people.
I'm hoping, fuckers. Come on, do you need to? Come on, Craig, what do you need from me? Come on, disconnect me again, asshole. Okay.
All right. Is that all five?
Yeah, I was going to say for me, though, like slush actually is kind of the heralding of spring because it is warm enough for things to start to melt, which is fucking warm enough.
Yeah.
Right now we're having a fake spring because I know this isn't going to last.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, that dirty slush. So, like, not just the slush, but, like, the dirty slush, that spring dirty slush is just... It's gross. It's disgusting. I hate it. But it is definitely a signifier of spring.
It's dirty.
That spring dirty slush is my Bloodhound gang.
Dirty band. Slush.
God damn it.
Yep.
I hate you both so much.
All right.
Weird. All right, that has been a Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. Does anybody have a shout-out?
Yes. Shout-out to booth owner Josh for helping me to help someone else. He's a really genuinely good and giving person, and I like working with him. Also shout out to everyone who helped my partner Rachel move. Thank you. You're awesome.
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah. I didn't get any things.
Yeah.
So
there's that.
I want to give a shout out to local businesses, specifically ones that are doing things in an attempt to support efforts over in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Or support Ukrainian efforts over in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been drinking. I've been drinking Dunord. Dunord is one of those places that I'm just like, yes, I will support you instead. But no, there are a lot of places, a lot of efforts going out to helping in that situation. Also, I'm really upset that Putin is attacking Paddington Bear. Did you guys know the president of Ukraine did the voice work for Paddington Bear in the Ukraine edition?
I did not, but that makes complete sense.
Right? They're just like, oh, yeah. Why is that Russian asshole attacking Paddington Bear?
Yeah, Zelensky
yep.
was an actor and a comedian beforehand.
Before he became president of Ukraine, yeah. Yep. Basically, the president of Russia is attacking Paddington Bear.
Some people really fucking hate marmalade. I can relate.
Oh my god. Are you going to attack my Ukraine Paddington Bear?
No, just marmalade.
Oh, well, that's fair then. You have at for that, yeah. I guess.
Salsa's an asshole. He's not a monster.
Yeah.
Fair. But yeah. No, my shout out is for people supporting.
Cool. Yeah. I am giving my shout out to sword swallowers around the world. Yesterday was World Sword Swallowers Day. And I swallowed a sword in recognition of that, as one does on that day. But yeah, shout out to all of my fellow glommers. Yesterday was our day.
Wait, you're called glommers?
Carny lingo is glommers, yeah.
Neat.
So I know that neither of you has seen DuckTales, but there's a character named Glomgull. And, just
nope.
I wish you would watch it.
I refuse. Oh, also, enough. That completely detracted from Salsa's thing, but congratulations on Sword Swallowers Day. That's cool.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do. Ooh. What are y'all doing on Thursday?
I'm working a hockey game.
Are
you going on a date to the Brantley Bowl?
Sadly, no.
Oh.
Sorry. Did you want that level of honesty from us? Or
no, like, look, Salsa, you've got an excuse. It's fine. James, what the hell's your issue? Because this is a great date night. whatever. No.
You can change your plans.
This Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Bryant Lake Bowl is the first annual Monster Science Awards.
Yeah, no, I'm genuinely sad I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah, you should be. So, yeah, I will be assisting in this one a little bit, not a lot, just a touch, just enough. But it is a magical star-studded gala evening of the very best and horrifying monstrosities of 2021. Join Reverend Matt and Alora Riley as they recognize the greatest achievements in monster creation and discovery of the year. Best paleontology. Best monster toy. Best kaiju material. Best cryptozoology. And many, many more. It's going to be a fucking hoot. There is already more people saying they are interested and or going than there are seats.
Oh, wow.
Make sure, if you are interested in attending this thing, that you go get your fucking tickets now. May or may not be tickets at the door, but I'm not in charge. I don't know. So, plan ahead.
Holy fuck.
Also, every Wednesday, family game night. If you don't know about it by now, I don't know what the fuck else to tell you.
Indeed.
I've had both my brother and my daughter on at this point. I don't know what else can get you to my family game nights. And just, I assume everybody hates me. That's fine. Whatever.
Well, we even had Tom on to talk about gaming with Tom.
Right. Yeah. Prom with Tom.
Yeah.
How to do prom, with,
prom
Tom.
With Tom. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't, I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to slowly drink myself into a stupor, I guess.
As is tradition. All right.
Anyone else?
No.
This month is the proposed date for the live vilification tennis amateur show. The only way that prospective vilifiers can join the cast. I have a dog in that fight. It's especially contentious. It is one of the best shows that you can attend in a given bill year. And holy fuck, it is brutal.
Yep.
There is no other experience like it to perform. There is no other experience like it to watch. I wholeheartedly recommend it. I'm going to be there if I can. And I hope to see a lot of friendly faces there supporting all of these people who have put in so much goddamn work to be up on that stage. All right.
Boom.
Yes.
Anything else?
Do you have anything else?
I do not have any.
Oh, okay. You oohed, so we weren't sure. Does anybody have
cool?
Oh, cool. Okay, sorry. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Yes. Bye, bye. Love you. Bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to Jenna for the Fast Five.
Fast Five. I did it.
On behalf of myself and James and Jen. Eat that fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.